also known as LESSIT. There are many clear reasons why a comprehensive multi-billion dollar tollway plan is needed in order to improve and realistically expand the current Illinois state toll highway system. I-90 is beyond its useful life. Residents and motorists in this corridor deserve a rebuilt system. In the south suburbs, a new interchange connecting 294 and 57 is decades overdue. A new Elgin O'Hare bypass will improve O'Hare Airport's position as one of the world's most important transportation hubs. And continued restructuring and resurfacing of the current infrastructure will unquestionably provide safer traveling routes. Another less obvious reason to support a robust plan is the number of construction jobs that it will create. A multi-billion dollar plan to continue the innovation of the tollway will undoubtedly provide work for the union contractors and skilled laborers represented by LESSIT. While Wall Street has shown it has rebounded and top executive bonuses are back, life on Main Street is nowhere near that. Many middle-class families, like the women and men of the building trades, are losing or already have lost their homes and the decent quality of life they had before this recession. Job growth is stagnant. The tollway proposal will help stimulate the unstable construction industry while providing steady incomes and well-deserved benefits to our union laborers and their families, which will ultimately be pumped back into the local and regional economies. Most importantly, it will help restore dignity and respect for thousands of families. I stress to the leadership of the Illinois Toll Highway Authority that all working women and men and their families are depending on a long-term plan to go through. Construction contractors and union laborers from throughout the Chicagoland area need this work. On behalf of LESSIT's Board of Trustees and the Chicago Laborers District Council and its leaders, Terry Healy, Jim Connolly, and Chuck Roberti, thank you for allowing us to speak today. Whether you're looking at general economic development, traffic alleviation, road funding issues, jobs, mobility, or the environment, we urge the tollway to continue and pursue and carry out a workable and transparent way to fund these improvements. Thank you for your leadership and vision.
Thank you. And following Mr. Hart, we'll have, I think it's Mr. Messma, and we want to thank Mr. Piscato, who has declined to comment, although he was in line, Mr. Tonelli, and Ms. Krug.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Matt Hart. I'm the Executive Director of the Illinois Trucking Association. I'm also affiliate of the American Trucking Association. I will keep my comments and try to do my best to keep them under 2 minutes. I have actually some questions that I'm hoping to follow with the tollway afterwards, because I'm a little bit confused in the proposal that's being presented today, because it looks an awful lot like a proposal that the trucking industry saw just a few years ago when the tolls were increased 60% on the trucking industry. These projects that I've seen, and maybe the tollway can clarify a little bit, these look an awful lot like the projects that were promised that would be paid for by the truck increase that was proposed in 2008. So I'm a little confused why, if that was the case, why we also need the car increase as well. And I'm sure that you all will be happy to answer those questions. The other component that we are greatly disturbed about is toll parity. And that's an issue that we've brought up dealing with the tollway. We are happy that there is not a truck toll increase in this plan. However, we were given a 300% toll increase in 2005. We were given a 60% toll increase that was approved in 2008. But most disturbing is that after 2017, after the latest 60% toll increase is implemented, there is an infinite toll increase tied to the consumer price index. However, with the automobiles, there is no consumer price index increase tied to that. So it's a little concerning to us that in the trucking industry, which represents the smallest percentage of users, but yet also represents the largest percentage of payers into the system in terms of dollar, why it is that our tolls are going to continue to go up year after year according to the consumer price index. So those are things that are concerning to us. And then as far as the safety and the commerce issue, of course, we all know that when tolls go up on trucks, it will force some of the trucks to get off of the tollway and use cheaper alternatives. We are concerned because the tollway, like or not, is designed for heavy commercial vehicles. They travel safely. It's a limited-use highway. When you put them on secondary roads, that puts them in much more interactions with cars. It's not as safe as an environment as it is being on the tollway, so we're concerned anytime there's an incentive to put those people off a structure like the tollway and put them on secondary roads. And then as far as commerce goes, we're also concerned because any toll increase is going to do two things to this region. Number one, it will put the businesses in this area at a competitive disadvantage because they're paying a higher cost to move their goods. Number two, it puts the consumers in this area at a disadvantage because their cost of living goes up, because the goods and services that we provide, when we take things to the grocery stores, we take things to the malls, those things cost more money because of the toll increase. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Hart. If it's okay with you and others who will speak, what I'd like to do is hold the questions, and during our discussion we'll try to touch on the answers. If we don't get to them, somebody will talk to you individually about it afterwards. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Jennifer Krug. I'm a board of director member at the Illinois Road and Transportation Builders Association. We are the association comprised of members who design, build, and maintain most of the transportation systems here in Illinois. For the tollways, for IDOT, various counties, municipalities, we are engineers, we are contractors, we are bankers, we are insurance, we are small and large companies. We've been around since 1938. So on behalf of our association and our board of directors, thank you for the opportunity to address you here today. I wish to commend the tollway for embarking on a needed program to improve our systems here, our transportation systems here in Illinois. By pursuing CMAP's recommendations for improvements, the tollway demonstrates its commitment to sound, comprehensive regional planning. Advocating reconstruction, interchanges, new lanes, and bridges, the tollway is confirming its dedication to job creation and economic development, as well as congestion mitigation. The scale of work that could be proposed if this revenue stream is approved opens the door to smaller DBE firms to compete for work. And the timing of this construction couldn't be better. With the slow economic environment that we're in right now, you're going to see very competitive prices from contractors bidding for this work. The road building industry has worked with the tollway and IDOT dedicate to building green services for you guys. We have proposed a model situation. It's called ILAST, which will serve as a sustainable transportation infrastructure for all of this work. With the guidance of the great staff here at the tollway, the design and construction community is ready, willing, and able to go forward with any work proposed. I'd like to give special thanks to Christy, Chairman Paula Wolf, the Tollway Board, as well as Governor Quinn for embarking on a bold vision for our future. So thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Rod Tinelli, here on behalf of the Will County Center for Economic Development. I just want to start again, and as others have said, thank you, all the directors, Christy and your staff, for the care and time you put into this much-needed capital plan. I'll be real brief. Specifically, I want to bring forth the comment that we're here today to endorse the inclusion of the Illiana Expressway in that plan. We think the Illiana is going to hopefully grow in the importance it's going to have over the life of your planning. I know right now it's just there preliminarily in the planning dollars phase, but we think it's going to be a project that's going to show some great needs as we get into those studies. Freight mobility in the south suburbs and in the southwest suburbs of Chicagoland is a growing issue, especially with the emergence of the country's largest inland port in Will County. And we believe the Illiana is going to be one of the critical solutions to those freight mobility issues. It's going to offer a great opportunity for economic development, and we think present the possibility of some partnership and consensus building like no other project we may have seen in the state. So again, we'd just like to endorse its continued inclusion, and thank you for considering the Illiana.
Thank you. If I got the name right, Pete Nesma, not here? Not going to speak, okay.
No, that's me, I don't need to speak.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I'm going to carry my message.
Thank you very much. He's from Wright & Company, right. Just for the record. So next we have Mr. Patrick Young, Jim
Rowe. I'm going to decline also.
Okay, Mr. Young is Local 150. Thank you very much for coming, and I appreciate your abstaining. Jim Rowe, Alumni Week, and John Bach, and
time's up.
I knew that.
Thank you, Jim.
I knew that. It's a pleasure to be here this morning and see many familiar faces, and thank you for the opportunity to comment on the capital plan that started in its infancy a number of years ago and is now showing some really promising signs for the future. The thing we have to remember as we look at the tollway system is the economic value and the economic impact and the role it plays in transportation throughout not just Illinois, but the nation. We are the transportation center of the United States, and we need to make sure that we look at all of these projects, because all of them individually are important, and collectively they're significant in the national transportation system. I think the one thing that the tollway has demonstrated, it does have the capacity to do major projects. I think with the team that's been established and the leadership that's been provided by Christy and Paula and the board is significant and will carry this plan into fruition. I would encourage you to do so. I know that the debate will be a fiscally sound one, because it must be. We have to operate this system in a way that you have to pay to build things. And that needs to be assessed as we go through. The environmental sensitivity is without question something that has to be done. That was demonstrated fully on 355 on the Southern Extension, and I think it's something that needs to be fully addressed. The one thing that the tollway has demonstrated, with the plan that's just being completed, the $6 billion or thereabouts that's been paid out, has an economic impact and value to the state of about $18 billion. If you think of $12 billion in the next 15 years, you're looking at an economic impact in this region of $36 billion. It's really important that this plan move forward and every element that's been talked about. 57-294, that's essential. The Eliana is very, very important. The extension into Lake County, without question, is long overdue. Well, the Elgin O'Hare bypass, the Western Access, clearly is something that will help the communities and people both from a passenger and freight perspective at O'Hare Airport. Working with all of the agencies, as the tollway has demonstrated through its leadership over the last approximate 2 years, I think it will get done. I encourage you to move forward with it. You've got great partners out there and people that are willing to listen and work together. It does impact all of us. We all need to play a role in this. And my role as a concerned citizen of Will County, I'm not here in anybody's official capacity except my own. And I encourage you to do this. And if we were voting, I'd vote aye, but I can't vote today. So I would just say thank you for the consideration. Thank you for the great plan. And we'll keep watching it as you carry out what it is you need to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm John Bosky. I'm a sheet metal worker, and I'm the president of the DuPage County Building and Construction Trades Council. I'm kind of here speaking for all the construction workers in our area. And I want to strongly advocate for the Elgin O'Hare Expressway. If we can get this thing to O'Hare, it would be wonderful. If we ever figure out how to get to Elgin, it'd really be something. But I just want to say a few words on behalf of all the construction workers, especially the out-of-work construction workers. There's a depression in the construction industry right now, and not a whole lot of people are talking about it. People have been out of work around here for a long time, sometimes two, sometimes 3 years. When a person loses his job, he's okay with it for a while. But when it's prolonged over a period of time, he starts to look at himself in the mirror and look at his family like he's a failure, like he's failed at something, like they did something wrong. Depression sets in, drug abuse, alcohol abuse. They want to numb the pain. I don't think people see that enough. And it's frustrating to me and to the rest of us in the construction industry. We have anywhere from 25 to 35% unemployment in the various trades, the 15 different building trades. These people have to go back to work. This kind of construction project would represent untold amount of jobs. I please urge all of you to consider doing this and doing whatever we can to convince the citizens of Illinois to get behind it, because we really need those jobs. And I want to thank Christy. She's done a great job with all the folks on the advisory committee. It's as a citizen of Illinois, it's really nice to know we've got some very talented people working for us. I think we all should be proud. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you. Mayor Brereton? And then following him would be Mr. Ed Mayer, Mr. Larry Morrissey, Pedro Zavala, and Frank Soto.
Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to appear before you. Belvidere is the county seat of the County of Boone. We're home to the Belvidere Chrysler Assembly Plant, the most recognizable landmark between the collar counties and the Wisconsin border, and also home to the Belvidere Oasis. We have enjoyed the relationship for 10 to 15 years since I've been able to serve as mayor with the Illinois Tollway Authority. During that period of time, Boone County was the third fastest growing county in the state of Illinois. Most of that growth came from the east, and a lot of that growth continues to travel back to the east for their jobs. We were especially pleased to hear the component not only of the reconstruction of the Jane Addams, but also of the institution of transit. We think that that will be a welcomed relief to many of those people that are still making that trip back to the east for their occupations, and we look forward to continuing the relationship with the Tollway Authority as this project moves forward, and we would wholeheartedly endorse your efforts. It will be on the Belvidere City Council agenda Monday night to pass a resolution in support of this, and we will get it to you hopefully with the unanimous vote. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good morning. My name is Ed Maher, and I'm here on behalf of the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 150. My statements echo some of the statements made by our friends in labor and the employers as well, so I'll keep this short and sweet. We're absolutely in support of this plan. We're very happy to see it. We'd like to thank the leadership of the board for taking a look ahead, not just 10 years, but 15 years, and really tackling some projects that are very, very important to the future of the region. One of the main reasons a representative from a labor union that we would be behind this is if you take a look around unemployment and construction, you talk about the 9.2, 9.3 number in the general population, but in construction, it's more like in the greater Chicago region, as high as 35%. And it's not only the rate that's troubling, but it's also the fact that this is long-term unemployment, 2 to 3 years, as Mr. Bosky said. And this isn't just costing people their homes, costing people their children's college funds. This is tearing families apart, and we see it every single day. These are people, as has been said before, that are they're not looking for handouts. They're proud people, and they just want to work. So this has put tens of thousands of people to work. We applaud the efforts, and not to mention the infrastructure has been outpaced by population growth and development, especially in areas like Lake County, where we see the proposed extension of Route 53, and the south suburbs with the Ileana Expressway, which is tremendously needed. Anybody who's tried to go across the Borman during a flood when they can't get on it, and then tried to go on Route 30 and dodge trucks going 90 miles an hour, knows that the Ileana Expressway would be a very, very important measure for safety, as well as helping trucks who are bypassing Chicago move freight safely and efficiently through the city. So once again, I just want to thank you, and Local 150, we're going to do everything that we can. A toll increase is often going to be met with some public criticism, some people wondering why the tolls are going up, but if they're met with the facts, if we give them the information that they need, I think they'll understand this. So we're going to do everything that we can to support this publicly through media outlets, community groups, and anybody else who is a stakeholder who wants to see this happen. I would just urge you to please do the same in whatever way you can. Thank you. Thank you again for the opportunity.
Chairman Wolf, Director LaFleur, all the members of the staff and the board here at the Tollway Authority, thank you for the opportunity to be here today. My name is Larry Morrissey. I'm the mayor of the city of Rockford. I'm also the chairman of the Rockford Metropolitan Agency for Planning. And I just want to make a couple points this morning. Number one, thank you for the invitation to be part of the planning process, as well as the opportunity to give comments today. What I've seen through the planning process and my participation as mayor and as chair of the Armament Board is a process that's been open, process that's been transparent, and a process that has given us a chance to see that if we invest in ourselves, then we can expect to see companies invest in our communities. The Rockford area produces about $13 billion annually in gross domestic product. Our communities, however, within the Rockford area depend on our connection to the greater Chicago area. The expansion and enhancements of the Jane Addams Tollway are absolutely vital, and certainly we support that. We directly support the resolution that's before you today. And one final comment. In the city of Rockford, despite our high unemployment, highest metro unemployment in the state of Illinois, despite our tremendous problems with poverty, our voters very recently, this past April, voted to extend a 1% sales tax for capital investment in our community. They did so because we had citizen stakeholders leading the referendum charge, able to prove that if we invest in ourselves, we can expect others to invest in us. In other words, we were able to demonstrate a strong return on investment. I think you have a great case to make. We have a great case to make. And for less than the cost, I checked, of a Frappuccino, a large Frappuccino at the Belvedere Oasis, we will now be able to pay for this expanded service between Rockford and Chicago. One final point, rail is critical. I really applaud the efforts of planning for rail, and I would just encourage the Tollway Authority to take a leadership role. You've done a great job leading in this area, but we need to also take a leadership role in managing a very confusing series of transportation rail plans, transit plans that are currently before us. But thank you, and we look forward to supporting your efforts through the hearing process that will be hopefully forthcoming. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Chairman Ward, board members, Executive Director LaFleur. Thank you very much for the opportunity to be here. My name is Pedro Ceballos. I'm with Primera Engineers. I'm representing the American Council of Engineering Companies as the immediate past president of that institution. Our organization has 210 engineering companies that employ over 10,000 engineers in Illinois. So on behalf of the American Council of Engineering Companies, I want to read a statement. And it says, the Tollway has demonstrated the ability to successfully deliver large projects within a schedule and budget. With the ORT project, the Tollway delivered a transportation improvement that made a significant positive impact on every Tollway user. The Illinois Tollway has well served this region with superior facilities at reasonable costs. As I understand, one of the lowest user costs per mile per Tollway system in the U.S. ACEC strongly advocates, number one, a robust capital program that includes projects that continue to maintain and rebuild as well and expand the system. Number two, increasing user charges to pay for necessary capital improvements and system expansion. Number three, consideration of congestion pricing as a means to increase revenue and reduce congestion at peak periods. And number four, considerations of means to more frequently adjust toll rates, such as indexing, to account for the future cost escalation. We again appreciate the opportunity to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Soto? Mayor Soto. Thank you very much. After listening to the gentleman from Will County, I don't know why you wanted to limit his time. I thought he did a wonderful job and really was
got an extra minute and a half.
Also,
remembered Frog.
1983 was the year I graduated from high school. So, as you know, that's 28 years ago. That was the last time that there was a toll increase. And in this case, I mean, I think we can understand how the cost of living has gone up, but some things haven't. But first, I'd like to thank everybody for allowing me to come here today, Chairman Wolf, members of the board, Director LaFleur. Thank you for allowing me an opportunity to be here and the process in general. It was a wonderful process to work on, and this is a very innovative project and capital plan, and I'm in favor of all aspects of the plan. This plan not only builds a bridge to economic development, it really understands and appreciates what transportation means. It's no longer building just a road. It's building the infrastructure that creates jobs, which stimulates the economy, which causes the meaning construction jobs, but it also creates the economic development that's collateral development that hits the other construction trades as well, like carpenters and things like that, that wouldn't necessarily be affected in the immediate road construction projects. Why the Elgin O'Hare, which is a project that I'm in support of, because it creates 65,000 jobs. This is a project, as we saw from CMAQ to the Urban Land Institute, all have recognized the significance of this project being a major job creation project and stimulate the region. Has been recognized through all these plans, and it's really showing the what this really means for the economy in our area. CMAQ GO 2024 comprehensive plan recognized this project, and they made it. They called it this project that it would be a major economic driver in the region. Urban Land Institute called this a game changer, and that's what it is. It's a game changer for this economy. Studies have been done in DuPage County and all in this general area. We've had a 70,000 loss of jobs in the DuPage region over the, I think, since 2006 or so. The studies have showed every community in town in that area has been declining or either no growth or declining, with the exception of one town, which I believe was Aurora, but that was because of the development had already been contracted out and the development was coming to a conclusion. So you see where we're trending and where we're tracking. So what we need here is a game changer, and this is truly a game changer. The federal government had recognized the importance of this project because it called it a project of national security or national interest. The CMAQ 2040 program understood what this really meant. City of Chicago understood when they were developing this concept. You know, and it's a step-by-step process to have the future come to you rather than it fall in your lap. City of Chicago understood that when they started developing their city to a world-class city. Why? Because they knew a world-class city meant that would bring the Asian markets and some of the other areas here to this area to be the transportation hub of the world, because that's what would bring the jobs. After they created a world-class city, next thing they did is what they're in process now is to secure the lines, the Asian lines, the markets, to bring those markets here to the Chicagoland area. So they would be situated here and not in Georgia or somewhere else. Once they've completed that prospect, that's what brings the jobs to us. It isn't a situation where it's going to fall into our laps. It's a situation that we have to go out and be active in doing that. So, again, I thank the board for the work, the vision, and understanding the concepts and what everybody here is dealing with on a regular basis. And I'm holding support of this capital plan and also the Western Bypass. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. And I want to thank everybody who participated, as well as those who gave up their time. What we'll do now is we are under the Open Meeting Act, so we have a set agenda. We have to follow 1 minute. We'll take out to do the approval of our minutes from our prior meetings, and then for less than a minute. Then we'll have discussion. What we'd like to do is call on the directors to make comments. We'll try to incorporate answers to Mr. Hart's questions in the discussion, and we will have a discussion on the resolution. Maybe we can put the resolution up on the screen in case people have not seen that. We will eventually have a vote on the resolution, and then we have some further business, tollway business. We've had committee meetings before this open session started. We'll have to vote on some of those items. People are free to leave them. There will be a press availability down on 219, room 219 down the stairs right after the board meeting finishes. So, but you're welcome to leave before we get to the consent agenda, or you're certainly welcome to leave. So may I hear a motion to approve
so
the 4 minutes?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much. So let's turn to the resolution. If I may, I'd just like to make some additional opening comments, which is that, as I've mentioned, the board has spent a lot of time thinking about both the priorities of the specific projects as well as the way that the tollway is recommending to pay for this. Again, we are asking permission from the board to go forward, to have public hearings during August to hear the public reaction to this. In addition to the people who are here, we'll make an effort to make sure that those public hearings will be available to as many people as possible, and Christy will describe a little bit the specifics with those. I would also just close by saying that this is not an easy decision for people. We've heard a lot of testimony from people who are in favor of this plan, some questions about it, but it's a time where the economy is suffering. There are people for whom an increase in the tolls will be very difficult. We understand that. We also understand that every member of the board has to weigh in his or her mind the trade-offs between the products that will be completed by the tollway, the kinds of jobs and economic development that will come from that, against what will be the additional cost that will be the customers. As you know, we've explained that we think that the customers have a good deal. The tolls haven't been increased in a long time. On the other hand, for every person who drives the tollway, it still will be an increase in the amount of money, albeit it seems to us it's a reasonable increase. We understand that the board members, in thinking through their vote on this and listening to the public hearings that will ensue from this, will have to balance those two competing interests. So with that, I would like to hear from the board members, and then we'll continue our discussion. Director Cannon.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about 28 years and all the services that I've been able to use the last 28 years.
I think you're going to have to speak up a
yeah,
little bit.
Yeah, if you think about 28 years and all the services, at least me personally has had the ability and the capability to use the last 28 years. There's nothing I can think of top of my mind that's gone down in price. Certainly that has stayed the same in price. That would be my number one thing. Number two, something that came across today that I hadn't thought about as much is I never thought about 35 cents per drive having the ability to have such an impact on so many families and so many people's lives. And as a tollway board, I know we think a lot about the safety, the actual highway, the clients on the highway, but this is a tremendous opportunity for us to help a depressed area that we live in and that serves our clients, and that entail will have effect on even the clients driving on our highways as their businesses and their homes and their neighborhoods have a chance to have families put back to work, fewer foreclosures, et cetera, et cetera. One of the things, Christy, on your presentation, I thought it was great. On the when we're talking about bargain, what is a bargain? I would suspect, and I've just handed a note to Paul a short time ago, if you look at the cost of concrete, at the cost of rebar, at the cost of steel, at the cost of aluminum in 1983, that it has had the same impact of price increases because of the CPI index raising. And that is really the key, because that's how we build roads. And if we want these projects to go, we've got to be able to pay the labor, we've got to be able to pay concrete, the steel, et cetera. And so we are bonded to the max right now. And we've got a great system out there, but if the people of this community, of this area of Illinois, want to see these additions, it's the only way that it will occur is if we all get behind a price increase. And the thing I like about this price increase is the tollway will only be bonding less than 50% of what this cost. It makes smart sense now because we know we're a global community. As things happen in the Middle East, gas prices spike, everybody stops, not everybody, but our usage of the tollway lowers. So we have to have the ability on this board to accept peaks and valleys that we're going to incur over these next 25 years. And I think Mike and his crew have done a great job at getting to this 35 cents. It wasn't just made up. It's a way to be fiscally responsible and to account for all these as we move forward building these projects.
Mayor Cradle, I just want to make sure you're still awake. And
Madam Chairman, I'm still here.
Right. I'm not going to call on you, but if you want to speak, we certainly can hear you very well. So are there other directors who would like to say?
Well, I'd like to say that I, as a recent appointee by President Preplinko as the head of her Bureau of Economic Development, I understand how important transportation is actually to economic development in this region. As somebody said earlier, this area has traditionally been a transportation hub. You know, all the railroads meet centrally in the Chicagoland area. All the major highways meet in Chicagoland area. It's important for us to continue to invest in transportation. And right now, I think that we seem to be the only game in town. These projects have been around for a while. People have been talking about them for a long time. They're important. They are economic engines, and we have to continue to invest in them.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I'm would like to make a statement. I didn't go to bed last night because I'm obviously not going to be cheerleading like a lot of the people who have been here today. I come from Lake County. It appears that the toll increase that we're going to be asked to vote on today is for capital expansion, of which I support. However, just so the public understands and the people that are here, I did not see this proposed toll increase formally until sometime last evening. And it's important as a public body that we have complete transparency and give the public an opportunity to know what we're going to do. It's obvious by the large crowd of supporters here today that obviously they got an inside tip in order to attend the meeting to give the cheerleading that's been given. God love you. That's your prerogative. I would like to speak a little bit for Joe and Jane Average out there, who, though they may not be a member of the building trades, every day struggle to try to make ends meet. Every day are struggling to make sure there's enough money for the kids' lunches. Every day are struggling to make sure as kids get ready back to school that they have adequate money for the clothing and whatever it might be. And a lot of those are our users. And even though I feel in the past the toll road board might have not been responsible when they started the capital program several years ago by not funding the portion that is going to go to Rockford, which there is absolutely no question I support and that should be done immediately, the reality is that we are now being asked to basically double tolls, 87.5%. I don't care how long it's been since tolls have increased. The reality is that when you tell people the next morning that they're going to be paying double for something that they had the day before in an economy with people hurting, that it is a lot of money. It might be easy to argue that a buck or 85 cents a day or a buck a day is not much. I don't know what the hell a Frappuccino is, but I do know that I can't tell you too many people I know who drink it because they don't know what it is and they probably can't afford it. The reality is, if we increase people's tolls $5 or $6 a week for this program, that means they're going to have to take that money somewhere else out of their budget. That's $250 a year. A lot of people that I know have not had raises if they still have jobs. A lot of people I know have had increases in their property taxes because the federal government and the state government have abandoned the local governments. A lot of people I know are going to get a surprise next April when they realize there's a significant increase in the state income tax that they're going to have to pay. So this is not something that we take lightly, that I take lightly, and I spent most of the evening trying to figure out mathematically how this could be done and be reasonable. The reality is that for the Western expansion to O'Hare, it is simple. The folks that are going to benefit most dramatically, which is DuPage County, which will get 44,000 permanent jobs from this, are not going to be paying enough of a share at this point. And I mean they're not going to share in the benefit, which is going to be $20 to $30 million a year in additional taxes to the DuPage County governments. It's time for them to step up to the table, and we shouldn't have to be the only one running the cost here. We need to create, and we need some support from DuPage County, of the equivalent of a TIF district, or something to the effect that for the length of the bonds to do that project, we get at least half of the increased revenue that will come in, which would dramatically decrease the cost on our end, and require those communities along that line to help pay the freight. And yes, that means when we do Route 53 in my area, or when we do Route 57, the local communities would be expected to step up as well. We just did a project with Rosemont. We're making Rosemont pay half the cost of a new circle to exit the tollway. Aurora, about 2 years ago, ended up having to pay about half. And I don't think it's fair to say we're going to build a multi-billion dollar expressway, which is going to help the overall transit system, there is no question, but is going to have a dramatic positive impact on one region, and they can get by for less than 3%. I was upset when I read in the newspaper that the chairman of the DuPage County Board, who's a good fellow, said there will be no consideration to tolling the existing Elgin Expressway that runs out there. He said that's not on the table. I will not support this program if it is not put back on the table, because DuPage County is going to have to pay their share. And I can give you the quotes from the Chicago newspapers that had that. And maybe the newspapers are wrong. They occasionally make errors. The reality is that we need to have everybody invest in this program. we need people to step up to the plate. There is no question that we need to do the Rockford portion now.